Listener Production.
Hello, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. A Perth man's been found guilty of unlawfully killing a cyclist on a pathway. 24-year-old Tyson Michael Denny hit John Peters with his off-road motorcycle in Beckenham in June of 2021. The 84-year-old died 11 days later in hospital. Denny has been remanded in custody. He'll be sentenced in May. A Melbourne man to appear in Perth court today after he allegedly assaulted federal police officers on a plane at Perth Airport. Flight crew called for assistance on Saturday night after a passenger acted aggressively. He had to be tasered after allegedly lashing out at an AFP officer who tried to escort him off the aircraft. He's now facing the prospect of 7 years in jail. Five men, one of them a 16-year-old, will front court today, charged over a stolen vehicle in Perth's northeast. Police allege the Hyundai Tucson was taken during a burglary in High Wycombe on Saturday night. It was then spotted outside a fast food restaurant in Ellenbrook yesterday afternoon. WA school principals have had enough of the increase in physical violence and threats. 55% of reported incidents where they've been threatened or attacked. That's up from 28% a decade ago. Neil Smith from the WA Primary Principals Association says there's also been a big increase in social media trolling.
Principals find it very difficult to defend themselves and just try to get on with the business of leading the school and solving the issues at hand.
And Fremantle's passenger terminal is set to be powered 100% by solar. In sport, the Melbourne Demons have accepted that two-match ban handed to forward Cozzie Pickett after his bump on Western Bulldogs' Bailey Smith at the weekend. He'll now miss clashes with the Lions and Swans. D's teammate Angus Brayshaw says players know the risks when choosing to bump.
Yes, players need to be more careful. I think that's obvious. If you're bumping someone and not caring about where their head's at or anything like that, then yeah.
And Australia has levelled the one-day international series with India 1-1 following a 10-wicket win in the second one-dayer last night.